From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show. This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me.
Aside from the absolute and total fact that in the budgets of both Cook County and Chicago, federal welfare money, called COVID rescue money, or whatever the hell name it is, has been cooked into the budget. Chicago is a sewer of corruption. It is the destination of all Democrat philosophies. And it's a shame, because it didn't have to be this way. We are here due to both political corruption and political decisions. Matt Rosenberg is the author of What's Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. I wanted to bring him on to discuss how great it's going to be when 50% of the Chicago policemen stay home. How are you, Matt?
Hey, Sean. Doing pretty well. Coming to you live from Roscoe Village tonight. Don't mind the 70s Elvis in the background.
No, I'm jealous of it. I remember when that was a wonderful place to be, and you didn't have to worry if you were going to get shot on your way to the car. But now, here we are. What do you think is going to happen with the police and the mayor and the squabble?
Well, I actually happened to cross paths kind of accidentally last night with John Catanzara of FOP, and apparently everybody dodged a bullet. Huh, bad metaphor, at least for this weekend. But I don't think it's a good situation at all. And I've been thinking a lot, Sean, about these vaccine mandates, particularly as they affect our public workforce and our frontline essential workers. And, you know, the whole thing is antithetical to the founding principles of this nation. And really, it's of a piece with this just sort of wholesale breakdown at the national level in policy and politics, which is happening at the same time that our cities are swirling down the drain, too. So you put all this stuff together, the ships lost out at sea, the empty shelves, the policemen who don't have the backing of City Hall, and now who are often facing vaccine mandates, everything else that's gone wrong in our cities, along the lines of the kinds of things that I delved into in my book, the schools, the courts, the finances. We're in a real dung storm here, Sean. Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, you know, you're interacting all the time with actual Chicagoans. You're in Chicago now. Myself and my friends who once were there constantly, I worked there every day for years and years and years. We avoid it at all costs. We're depressed if we even have to, for a function, go into the city limits. There's been an exodus of business owners and people. Can it be corrected, or is it just going to have to go the way of Detroit?
You know, I was asked just last night, in fact, by the national TV host, you know, look, do you really think the politics and policy here can be corrected? I don't think they can. So what's even the point? And my response to that is, look, you know, we can't count on this political leadership class here, maybe even ever. But does that mean the entire city goes down the drain or we should forget about it? I say firmly no. I say cities matter. I say there's a lot of grace and beauty in the people left in this place, people who persist and who turn their lives around, who are living with grace, despite the fact that the city extends no grace to anyone anymore. So I say, you know, we have to look at individual success stories, at households that are living with what, you know, and I mentioned this before, with what I call moral authority. And that includes parents raising their children right. So I don't fear to walk in cities. You know, I keep my eyes wide open, but there's a lot of richness and glory still here. I was in New York for a week, and I felt the same thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So we can't give up on these places. They're the heart of our nation.
Well, when you see what's happening as far as even with the schools, and obviously mm-hmm. the schools are unmitigated failures. We've all known this. Some have been afraid to say it. The product mm-hmm. that they produce and the education quality of the children has been a joke for decades. Is there an yes. opportunity here now that you see it's obvious that from the teachers that go on vacation, well, they insist parents live one way and kids live another way, all the way to the outright absolute and total Marxism that's preached by the hypocrite mm-hmm. multimillionaires that head up the teachers' union? Is it possible to break the back of the CPS union, or are we just going to pretend and keep funding failure?
I think there's some reason for hope. It's not good. It's horrible. And people are voting with their feet. The performance data, Sean, are just through the floor rotten. You know, you've got like 13% and 14% respectively of black 11th graders reaching the state mandated clearance level on the SAT. You've got 12.5% of black male CPS ninth graders will have any sort of college degree 10 years later, according to projections done for CPS based on past performance by the University of Chicago. That projection came out just in 2019. So, you know, and they tout an 82% graduation rate. Now, on the flip side, though, citizen lobbyists have made a difference. You've probably heard of Invest in Kids. That's the program Pritzker now has twice tried to destroy and failed because of grassroots lobbyists from private schools. This is that state program that gives anyone who donates money to a special scholarship granting organization for private school scholarships, mainly for minority kids, you get a 75% credit on your state income tax. There are now like 29 states or U.S. territories that have either public school vouchers or this, which is about as close as we can come in Illinois due to our Constitution. So that's a great thing. It's in a five-year pilot program now, moving toward the end. Twice Pritzker has tried to kneecap it. Twice he's been beaten back by parents and students and teachers from private schools. And Democrats in the legislature have heard these citizen lobbyists. Now, in 2022, we need the legislature to make this pilot program permanent. But this is another example of expanding school choice. I think CTU is just off the chain, you know, mm-hmm. over the top. They've instituted, through Lightfoot's acquiescence again, a cap on charter school growth. They convinced the Democrats in Springfield to put a moratorium on closure of regular CPS schools, even if they're under-enrolled. It's like a Soviet state with a managed economy of education. They're on a mad monopolistic power quest. And, you know, citizens have to fight back. Fortunately, they are.
When you see so many of the municipal workers have always mounted up to support the Democrat mayors. Unite and they get behind them and the unions chime in. And they're the ones really who are a big part of the voting block and really the ones that have elected Lori Lightfoot. There seems to be some sort of disagreement now where some of those guys are pushing back against the mandated vaccine mm-hmm. in the same fashion that the police are. Do you think she wins or loses?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this, and, you know, I sometimes make generalizations about public employee unions, but I'll tell you what, and it deservedly so, but I'll tell you what, in Chicago, I mean, I don't see a whole lot of policemen voting for Lori Lightfoot next time around. Lots of people have lots of good reasons not to vote for Lori, but, you know, I think a guy like Paul Vallis, personally, I would vote for him in a Kentucky minute if I was still a registered Illinois voter. But it just hurts because here's like the smartest guy in the room and a good man with a proven record in public service. He ought to be our goddamn mayor. But, you know, it's like the right guy never wins in this city. And it's frustrating as can be. So I think Lightfoot's chances are still very slim. Something's going to happen. I'm still rooting for Ray Lopez to run. Obviously, yeah, you know, and I mean, he's never given any indication he would. This is just an idea a few people have talked about. Arnie Duncan might be in, you know. A lot of people have a lot of different perspectives on Arnie. I've said this before, we need an Eric Adams. You know, I don't know where that person is, but I'm not sure even a really good mayor would make that much of a difference. I think we need a bottom-up political revolution in this town. We need like a Chicago Reform Party. We've got six socialists now compared to one in 2019 before those elections. You know, the progressives are ineffectual. There's a few bright lights on the council. But, you know, the right stuff never happens. So I think, again, we have to look to the community. We have to look to households. We have to look to NGOs like Project Hood down in Woodlawn that's training black female electricians and trying to raise $25 million for a job training center for auto mechanics, hospitality workers, and construction industry workers. We need to remember the old 1,000 points of light that one of those Bush fellows talked about, right?
Yeah, you know, it was a scam, though, Matt. I hate to break it to you. He had the back door on all of those programs he had a minority interest in. So don't let that fool you. These scoundrels are ahead of us. We don't want to give them too much money for too many projects. I'd rather help the kids by educating them in the right Americanism and principles of America so that they can see they've been used as batons and weapons by the corporatist frauds and the corrupt politicians. That's what I'm rooting
for. Private schools, I mean, you know, Catholic schools, Jewish schools, you know, independent schools. Now low-income kids are getting scholarship money to go to those schools. We've got homeschooling going on. We've got even micro schools, which
that's
is a
what
whole
I like,
new thing.
Man. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I like that a lot
yeah.
because this way the
yeah.
kids are taught by people who love them. They're in small groups. I think the family needs to be more involved. I want to break the back of this corrupt system where these frauds present themselves as altruistic rather than self-aggrandizing. And I want to break it all apart. So I hope you and I get our way, and I hope we win in the end. And I hope Paul Vallis picks up some steam or Ray Lopez. And I'll tell you what I'd like to see. I'd like him to denounce the Democrat mafia, because, you know, I think we start by telling the truth. The Chicago Democrat Party is a mafia. It's not two Italian guys talking about the line on the Bears game. That's what I think.
Well, and we've got kind of a hermetically sealed media here for the most part, too, and that really doesn't help. Yeah, there's conservative talk radio like this station and this show, and that's a good thing. But, you know, there's kind of a smug dismissal of other voices. It's like they don't even exist. There's some forum going on soon called What Next in Chicago Politics. I'm not sure where they got that title. But, you know, it's just a lineup of nothing but hard left people. It's like, hey, why should we even bother to talk to anyone who doesn't agree with us? And, you know, this is who we have going out to vote. People who have a different perspective have all soured on politics, and that's mostly people in the minority community. So how do you light a fire there? I'll leave you with one last thing, Sean. Remember, back in 1983, when Harold Washington got elected, whatever you think of the guy, there was a very serious voter registration drive in minority communities. And, you know, we cannot ignore the black and Latino electorate. They make up the bulk of the electorate now. And many of them are not satisfied. I found this out when I went deep into the South Side. They don't go along with Democratic progressive politics or policy as usual, but they don't bother to vote all too often because they think, what's the point? So how do you reignite civic engagement in minority communities? I don't know. And that's where NGOs find about the 1,000 points of light. I'll take your point there. But let's not ever dismiss nonprofits.
No. I agree with you as long as they're honest. And here's a way we could ignite them. We could remind them that Harold Washington's lingerie was a lot sexier than Lori Lightfoot's. I think we start there. All right? Matt Rosenberg, right, author of What's Next Chicago, Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it.
Hey, it was a gas, as always, Sean. Thank you.
We'll be back with your calls and comments after this.